This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day, race fans. At 8:06, it's the last day of the year, 2011. What an amazing year it was. And we'll take a look back. We've got some of the memorable moments, some of the tragic moments, and some of the funny moments that you'll see in the racing world. And we're even going to have a lot of fun on the way. Now, great show. On the way, we've got some news with Angels Motorsports Park. It's the newest dirt track in the area. Standing by, T.W. Gray. We're going to have him on the air in just a minute. First, we've got to thank Ed Seafood Shed on the Causeway, who again has been one of the longtime sponsors. So proud to have them on. And think about it, today it's going to be what, like 70 degrees along the Gulf Coast? Perfect to just sneak out before you get out and maybe head downtown if you're in Mobile in the Gulf Coast area for the big moon pie drop and take off one of the buildings. It's going to be pretty cool stuff there for New Year's. But you stop by Ed Seafood Shed on the way, get your mama's platter. We took some family over there throughout the holidays, and someone got that more food than you can take. It's like three people eating on that thing. Also, want to thank Mobile International. National Speedway coming back on, and also a new sponsor coming on the first of next year, Montgomery Speedway. So we're really starting to get those sponsors in there, which makes it a better show for everybody. Also coming up, besides Angels Motorsports Park, well, we've also got Timmy Houston, the flagman from Lanier National Speedway, coming up. They've got a huge, huge race. Actually, two of them here in January, and then the track is closing. We've got a story to tell you about that. And then we've got an encore interview with Ricky Carmichael, who actually visited us live in the studio about a year or so ago. I've been promising to play it about a week or so, and it's just been so much going on, I'd never get to it. So I promise you, we'll make the time. But first of all, I've got to say good morning and happy new year to one of my best friends, T.W. Grave. T.W., good morning, my friend, today.
Hey,
welcome
good morning.
To the show.
Happy New Year to you, Kane.
Well, I tell you what, I'm so excited about this new dirt track that you guys have built out of a small go-kart track that was way built over with weeds, and everyone was saying these guys aren't going to be able to do it by January. You guys have now done so much. Already, you told me at 5 a.m. the guys are working on it today because you got a show coming up, what, about a week away, and you've expanded the track, too. What's up, T.W.?
Wow, I can feel the energy the air when you go out to Angels Motorsports Park. A small quarter-mile track to now a big 3/8-mile track. I want to thank all the volunteers that have come out and put their breath and air and whatever into making Angels Motorsports Park what is going to be the premier racetrack, dirt track, the biggest 3/8-mile on the Gulf Coast. Next Saturday morning, excuse me, will be our season opener, our preseason opener, the Southern Shootout with the Southern Hot Shoe Motorcycles and the Lawnmowers will be in action next Saturday.
And that's huge. And we were just talking off the air, and I was saying, okay, well, how many you guys got coming after? Because I'm looking at the list on the website, and you've got so many different divisions, which we'll get to in a minute. But just this first show, you're talking, what, 25 motorcycles already said, yes, we're coming, and how many lawnmowers?
About 60.
Wow.
We're gonna try to topple that. We are the only, on the Gulf Coast, the only lawnmower racetrack that pays money to win.
Wow. Now, you just think about that for a minute. Now, these guys, and it's amazing, we've had all these guys who race these lawnmowers on. There's a couple different divisions and groups in the area. And then you got these people that travel all over the country, and you probably got some people from three or four states coming to check this track out, especially due to the fact that, wow, yeah, hey, we love the trophies, we love the plaques, but cash talks.
Oh, it does. You know, we got a couple of phone calls from Tennessee, from North Alabama, from Mississippi, coming out of Florida. We're going to pack the place at Angels Motorsports Park.
Now, you can look them up on Facebook, Angels Motorsports Park, but you do have a website, sarahmp.com. So write down sarahmp.com. Takes you right there. You've got a lot of information. You got some new photos of the track. What have you guys had to do to get this racing service ready to race on? Because, like I said, you know, look, 3 or 4 months ago, less than that, it was grown over weeds, smaller go-kart track. People drive up like, yeah, right, that ain't going to happen. You look at the photos on the website, you guys have knocked it out.
Weeds, talk about trees. I mean, pine trees after oak trees in the middle of a racing surface. And we literally had to go in there and dig them out and bring in loads and loads and loads and loads of dirt and red gumbo clay. That'll be our racing surface at Angels Motorsports Park. We are excited to open up, and again, one of our, you know, with all the racetracks closing, what a breath of fresh air to hear a racetrack opening.
A brand new facility. It just doesn't happen that often. You know, you were talking about, like, Timmy Houston, a flagman from Lanier, travels, goes to Atlanta Motor Speedway, runs the Legends flag there, and he's going to travel all over the place. We'll talk with Timmy shortly. But, man, it's the same thing. I mean, that track's been around since 82, okay? Started as a dirt track, pavement, a lot of history there. Huge race. You got two huge Pro Late Model races coming up we'll talk about. But it's closing. The owner said, you know what, we're done. We're going to let the weeds grow over it.
And it was amazing. You know, people said, you'll never get this racetrack open. You'll never make it a 3/8 mile. Yeah. Never can be done. And you know what? We're doing it. They're working right now as I speak, making, you know, the finishing touches on expanding the racetrack. It is going to be – we still have a lot of work. Don't not get me wrong. We still have a lot of work to do out there. We have to put a fence up and you know – rebuild the tower. We still got a lot of work to do, but we are working from dusk till dawn and past dawn to get it done.
Well, let me ask you. So when we come out, first of all, where is the track? Okay, we've heard of it. We know it's somewhere. Where is it?
It is, if you take I-65, exit 13, go 2.5 miles to Highway 45, then you're going to go to the north 3.7 miles. And the track is on your left, the old Kushla go-kart track. That's where it's at.
Now, let me ask you, will you guys have signs up of people driving? So, where they're looking for it next week, you'll be, hey, turn right here and all that stuff, because I know how it is. And we'll definitely have you guys on next week as well to really promote it and get these people to come out, because it's going to be beautiful weather again and there's no other racing. Come on, it's time.
But, you want to thank Buffalo Rock, a Pepsi Cola, a great sporter. We just brought him on. Golf Scotch Lumber. A big supporter of Angels Motorsports Park and looking forward to it, giving us some lumber to get, you know, things going. I mean, great supporters. Alabama Power is coming on board with us. We've got some big sponsors and some big ones coming along the road. We're working with some great supporters. I want to thank Sunny South Speedway. Lonnie is a great man. Congratulations to him and his wife for getting, you know, married.
Yeah.
And they are a great supporter of Angels Motorsports Park, and we're looking forward to a 2012 season opener next Saturday. And, you know, it doesn't end there, Kane.
Mm-hmm. I know.
We go the 21st, then we're going to have two races in February. Go back to the 21st. Go-karts will be in action along with the Southern Hot Shoes and the lawnmowers. Then going to go into February, and then in March when the cars hopefully will be in action, you know, some special events, the Big Wing 360 Outlaw Sprint Cars will be in action at Angels Motorsports Park this year.
What do you have to do to that facility to get it ready for those cars? Because I'm looking at the website, and I see street stocks, vintage. You got your lawnmowers and bombers, motorcycles, talking mini sprints, modifieds, mini stocks, go-karts, and ATVs. Anything that's got a motor, you're going to have it out there, which is awesome. But I love that, because there's a lot of classes that don't run on the dirt that they don't have a place to do that. And you got it right there. Tell me, what you know, how are you going to get these cars out there? What do you have to do to the track, especially with the sprint cars? Because those things are going to be putting some power out there on that
track. Well, you know, it's, you said everything with the engine. Well, I got to think about that. Well, not really. I guess a horse has horsepower. We're going to have a rodeo out there this year.
Wow.
So I guess, yeah, horsepower. But anyways, we have to put up a catch fence. We have to put up a cement wall. We still have a lot of work to do.
Sure.
And it takes a lot. We got to add, you know, about 500 feet of a cement wall. We got to add, you know, catch fence halfway around the racetrack. So we have a lot. We had to put our light poles up, and a gracious race car driver emailed us last night after he posted the pictures and said, hey, you know what? I'll come out and help you put your light poles back up today.
Wow.
And it's just like, Wow.
Well, these people, yeah. I mean, what's neat about that is, again, you hit it the nail on the head is in this time, there's so many businesses failing. There's so many problems going on. Tracks are closing. Finances. You hear it all over the place. This is a hard time to be a race car driver, a race team, let alone a racetrack. And here you guys are. You're coming in. You're starting to promote it. You're getting already a huge amount of a lot of press about this. You've been on television already with, I believe it was NBC local affiliate here down here. So,
exactly.
I mean, yeah, so, I mean, it's really going to be an amazing place, and we definitely hope and pray that it's going to be what it needs to be. But let me ask you again, just real quick, go through what's going on next weekend and how we can find it and how much it is and all that good stuff, TW.
The Southern Hot Shoe motorcycles will be in action along with the lawnmowers next Saturday. Gates open at 7 a.m., hot laps from 9 to 10:30, racing at 11 a.m. sharp. Only $5, $5 to get in the grandstands. Next Saturday, 10 and under are free. You know, take exit 13, go 2.5 miles, and then go to the north, 3.7 miles, the old Kushla racetrack.
Yeah.
We're on the left. We'll have signs all over next Saturday.
Good.
www.saramp.com. Find all your info on there.
Well, we appreciate you coming on, and be safe as always. Have a great new year, and we'll have you on next week, and we'll talk to you before then for sure. TW, God bless. We love you, and happy new year, brother.
Happy new year. Thank you very much.
Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Happy New Year. The last show of 2011, and a good one it is. Coming up in just a few minutes, an encore presentation with Ricky Carmichael when he was in the studio live about a year or so ago. He came in when he was running Talladega. Great interview. We'll have that on. And then we're going to take a look at some of the 2011, from the triumphs to the tragedies in racing. And there's a lot of stuff that we're going to hit at the end of this in just a few minutes. But first of all, I'm excited to have him back on, Timmy Houston. And this guy probably throws one of the prettiest flags you've ever seen. Flagman app there at Lanier, does work in Atlanta, travels all over the place. Timmy, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Kane. Doing great. And you?
Oh, well, great to have you back on the show. And, you know, it's time. There's not much racing going on. And usually about this time, we talk about Lanier. You got Speed Fest coming up. You've got the Shriner Bowl. And then they close down the track. And we were just talking with T.W. Gray from an Angels Motorsports Park, which is a brand new dirt track opening up down here on the Gulf Coast. And it's refreshing to see that a new track is opening, but there are so many more that are like Lanier right now, aren't they, Timmy?
There is, you know, the economy really isn't doing very well, and it's, you know, the same time when the business isn't making money, people's not coming out to the racetrack to support their local entertainment.
Yeah, and that's what we're finding. And so now we talked off the air. You know, the track, there's so much history with the track. First of all, it started off as a dirt track back in, what, I think, 82. It's home of two of the biggest races, you know, in the nation in January. Anyway, for these guys, it's attracted NASCAR drivers. And now it's sad to say that the track's been up for sale since September, asking a good chunk of change for it. Maybe too much, maybe not, but he ain't going to move on it, is he?
No, he's not going to, you know, but of course it's kind of like selling your house, you know, what you want for it, what you put into it, and when someone else comes along and asks you a little lower price, I guess that's kind of a, you know, kind of a blow to the belly.
Yeah, but it's just the way it is now.
That's just the way that it is, you know, hopefully someone will come along, buy it, do the touch-ups and restoration that it needs to get it looking like the show track that it is.
Well, and that's the thing, and it's such a wonderful historic track, just up north of Atlanta, isn't it?
It is. It is it's located exit 129 off 85, directly across the street from the famous Road Atlanta.
Oh, see, that's beautiful, man. That's good neighbors right there.
It is. So, you can be in the flag stand at Lanier National Speedway and hear road course cars going on across the street at Road Atlanta.
See, so, that is so awesome. Boy, that talk about being a race fan, that is perfect. Well, what is the latest on the Shriner Bowl and the Speed Fest? Tell us and walk us through this month's last month of racing at Lanier.
Well, first first of all, the first events we got coming up is going to be next Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. Wish it was today, but it's we get to wait one whole week. Next Saturday and Sunday, January the 7th and 8th, the Ice Cold Shriners Bowl. Yeah. This event's for pro late models. They run 100 laps. All the features take place on Sunday. It's going to be 100 lap pro late model race, 30 lap truck race, 25 lap outlaw late model race, 20 laps for legend cars, 20 laps for pro challenge, and 20 laps for bandoleros. Also on Saturday is going to be all practice and qualifying with the legend cars and bandoleros, also happening feature races as well.
Wow.
Getting points for the Georgia Winter Series, which is a combination between Lanier National Speedway, Atlanta Motor Speedway, and Watermelon Capital Speedway.
Wow.
To determine who the best winter flurry champion is.
Well, let me ask you, what kind of car count do you think you're going to get for these last two races up there? Have you had a lot of people coming in and say, hey, yes, we're coming for sure? Any big names? What are you expecting to see? Is this going to be a farewell for these drivers? They know this is it. Hey, this is the last chance for us to win the Shriner Bowl or Speed Fest.
Absolutely. I do know that Sprint Cup racer David Reagan is coming. Of course, this is kind of the event that, that he started.
Yeah.
I guess we can still call him a Sprint Cup star, although his feature is kind of questionable right now.
Mm-hmm.
But
let's call him a past Daytona winner. Can we do that?
We can call him a past Daytona winner.
That's a safe bet.
Yeah. So I know definitely he's going to be there. The Speedfest portion of the weekend, which is going to be the final Saturday and Sunday in January, the CRA series is going to be, we've turned everything over to them. They're going to be the officiating those events.
Wow.
For both the Pro Late Model and the Super Late Model series.
Do you expect to see on that car count for that last weekend? Very large counts?
I hope and pray that we do see very large car counts. I know for the super late models, we'll probably have about 25-30.
Wow.
Pro late models, I'll be, this weekend, next weekend, I'll be happy if we have, 15-20.
Yeah.
But of course, any more that want to show up, hey, if there's 50 that show up, I know I'll be hurting during qualifying, but I'll be loving every single bit of it. So.
That's right. And, you got the best seat in the house. And, again, for people to know, Timmy is one of the best flagmen that's out there, throws one of the prettiest flags. And you do it also. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in doing that side of racing.
Well, it's actually something that started off when I was 6 years old. I had a dream. I always wanted to be a flagman.
Mm-hmm.
Not a race car driver. I was always afraid of getting injured.
Yeah, it hurts. It hurts.
That does hurt. Both literally and physically. So, and flagging is always something that I've always just kind of had a passion for. And met Ken Reagan, who was David Reagan's father.
Yeah.
Ken used to race back in the NASCAR Winston Cup Series back in the 80s and 90s. Got hooked up with him when I was 15 years old. He tried selling me a car. I told him I won the flag. And, just as a matter of years, when I was 18, I started flagging. My first job was with Ken Reagan at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Got my start flagging Atlanta Motor Speedway. And, this year alone, between traveling and with Lanier and with quarter midgets, that kind of stuff, I flagged 79 races this year.
Good gosh. How many weekends are there in a year? I'm thinking, man, you're doing
52. So.
That's what I thought. Okay, I know I'm dumb and I'm a race car driver, but I could do at least a little bit of math. Man, that is incredible.
Yeah,
now, are you going to have the same kind of schedule? I know Lanier, so you probably. I mean, if there's a track out there that's willing to bring you down, man, I'm telling you, it is entertaining for the fans. It really is, and that makes a big difference. When you got someone who sucks at throws a flag, you can tell. Like when they look like they're about to drop it, there's no way for. I mean, really. I mean, it's an art form. It really is, Timmy.
Well, and for me, it's not just about being a showman or anything. It's all about being nice to the fans and also looking out for the racers. Taking care of the people that are keeping the racetrack open. I'm there. I'm a fan of auto racing. I love it with all my heart. I really care less about baseball, football, all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Racing's my passion. Flagging is what I do. And, it's just one of the things that, that I'm blessed to have the opportunity to do.
Well, like we were mentioning off the air, I'm building a small dirt RC track back at the ranch, and I might need a flag guy. So if I don't have a sprint car ready for you, can I bring you down there? My wife makes a great meal. We got a place for you to stay. Flag for the RC track. Can you do that? Are you available?
I can do that. Sure.
Well, Timmy, you know, it's great to hear you again, and I hate the fact that it's happening at Lanier this year, but I still think it's going to be great. Speedfest and Shriners, you know, the Bowl is always just two of the hugest races. It really gets the racing season for 2012. Open. So I hope that the track gets sold, and I hope that we get to do it next year. But for this year, I hope you enjoy it. And Timmy, thank you so much for coming on board. And one more time, how do we find the track from the interstate?
You can go to the website at www.lanierspeedway.com, or if you are in the Atlanta area and taking 85 north, it's going to be exit 129. You would take a left, and the track is directly across the street from the famous Road Atlanta.
Yeah, you can't miss that. Timmy, you have a great time, and I promise you we'll have you back on. I'd like to hear how it went, and we'll talk definitely about the race coming up at the end of the month. So have a blessed and safe holiday, and we appreciate you coming on board, brother.
All right, thanks so much, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Oh, absolutely. Again, if you get a chance to go see Timmy throw a flag, you've got to do it. Still to come, we're going to take a look back at 2011, an amazing year for young drivers. We lose a couple drivers, and I've got a great encore interview coming up right after these spots. Ricky Carmichael, about a year or so, came in live in the studios. Remember when he was here? If you missed it, you're going to be able to check it out. Just a couple minutes. Hang on. This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Thank you to Ed Seafood Shed and all my boys at Cooper Tires. Listen right now, Hurricane Motorsports 2012. I got to talk about some of our sponsors, too. Hang on.
Hi, I'm Kevin Eagle with the United States Fire Department Racing Team, NASCAR Nationwide and Camping World Truck Series crew member. Looking for the perfect gift for the first responder this holiday? Then look no further than the National Volunteer Fire Council. Give the gift of NVFC membership to enable your friends, family, and colleagues to enjoy amazing benefits and become part of the voice of the Volunteer Fire and Emergency Services. NVFC membership is a low-cost way to say thank you to the firefighters and EMS personnel who are there for you each and every day of the year. For more information, you can visit nvfc.org. Thank you and happy holidays.
Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. As always, got to thank the sponsors, Mobile International Speedway. Also, thanks to Ed's Seafood Shed, some of the best food on the causeway. You got to get to Ed's world-famous coleslaw, I'm telling you. And I'm excited about this next person. He currently drives the number 4 Monster Energy Chevrolet Silverado for Turner Motorsports in the Camping World Truck Series, but he's done so much more than that. What an honor it is to have Ricky Carmichael live in the studios. Good morning.
Well, thank you. Good morning to you, and glad to be here. Glad to be here. It was a good plane flight over, and here I am.
That's right. Saturday morning, and, you know, first of all, I want to talk about the reason why you came into Mobile, the Talladega Amp Energy 500 weekend. It's coming up October 29th through the 31st. I saw some amazing pictures in the infield. Not only the racing, good, but that's a big party weekend at Talladega.
It is an awesome place. Awesome people. I mean, just the feeling and the ambiance of the race weekend is just unbelievable. Anybody who I try to get to come to their first NASCAR race, I'm like, you got to go to Talladega. Just the atmosphere of it is just so much fun. Like you said, the infield, Talladega Boulevard, not to mention how good the racing is. It's just amazing. Like I said, I always tell people, like, man, you got to go. It's like a grown-up spring break.
And
the kids can have fun as well. It is just an awesome place. It's kind of like Las Vegas. You can't explain it to somebody. You just got to go there and check it out. So we're really excited for it being on Halloween weekend this week. It's going to be an epic weekend, there's no doubt, and I can't wait to get there, and I don't know, hopefully I'll get a win by then, but if not, maybe that'll be a great place to get your first one.
And you've had some great runs in. You know, before we get talking into the truck series, let's talk about where you got started. Obviously, everyone knows you as the national motocross champion, the guru. They call you the GOAT for a reason, you know. Yeah. What is it like to have that follow you into another sport? Because here you are a world champion at the top level. Did you get bored? Why'd you retire, honestly?
Well, I was at the end of my road, basically, and had accomplished so much. I was very fortunate. Always put myself in great positions, surrounding myself with good people, as you have to do in any sport. You know, you're only as good as the people you got surrounding you and giving you information. So was very fortunate, worked very hard. And I met Casey Kane in 2004 at the Daytona 500. And later on that summer, his agent gave me a call and provided me my first stock car ride to test, actually. And man, one thing led to another, and I knew that I didn't have too many more years left.
Body? Is it because, I mean, you guys really, that kind of racing, motocross, is it harder
very hard. You know, during the week you're practicing so much, you know, and you know, you're a lot of pounding on your body. And not that I could have went, you know, a lot longer and done this, but I was happy with what I accomplished. I felt like my book was complete. It really was.
More
and
than, what could else
and
you
I
want?
Got a great opportunity to do this. So I turned the page, and it's been a fun ride. I expected it to be hard. I'm always been the type of person that expect the worst and hope for the best. So that's what I'm doing, and it's been good. And you know, if you're fair with your assumption on how I'm going to do, I think that I've been able to hold my own. And really, this year has been a huge turnaround. It's like the light bulb's kind of clicking.
Is it because the change from Kevin Harvick Motorsports to Turner Motorsports? Obviously, you came with them. Cale Gale, friend of the show, was going to run trucks. You came in with the Monster money, and
right.
You got the ride.
Uh-huh.
And it was a good start. Did it just whet your appetite? What was missing from that combination at Kevin Harvick's?
No, it was actually good. I was it was down to the last minute, and I didn't have the commitment yet from Monster. And then like 2 weeks later, it came. But I definitely have to give it up to Kevin Harvick himself and Elena. They've been a huge part of my success, and he actually put me in line with Turner Motorsports.
Oh, wow.
He actually lined the whole deal up. And
no ill feelings.
Oh, absolutely not. He was a huge part of putting this deal together. Also, one reason he did this was he knew that Steve Turner had the opportunity and the connections to get me more seat time, and
right.
Kevin knows that's what I need. So that's how that deal happened. And we all know how great he is. He's a great racer, and I mean, heck, he won Talladega
right.
a couple months ago. So I owe a lot to him because he's where I am right now.
When you first came in 2009 in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, you were instantly welcomed from the fans. You were rated the number one, you know, driver, fan friendly. What does that mean for somebody coming in? Now, honestly, you already have your fans. Do you see a lot of your motorcycle fans following you to the track?
Absolutely. You know, I definitely have the best fans in the world. I won the Camping World East Series is the most popular driver. And then last year in the Truck Series is the most popular driver. And I didn't even race the whole series. And I'm up amongst some great, great other competitors, Ron Hornaday, Mike Skinner, Bodine. So I definitely have the best fans in the world. There's no doubt about it. And a lot of them have when I go to a motorcycle race, you wouldn't believe how many people tell me, we never used to watch NASCAR, but we watch it now because
of
you.
So you're turning in a lot of new people to that sport.
Well, I'd like to think so, and it's cool. So I'm like, well, thank you. So I definitely got to give a shout-out to my fans from motocross that now watch NASCAR. I always tell them it's the greatest sport in the world. And I'm trying my hard to gain my fans in NASCAR racing. I really am.
Are you starting to see that? And what about the drivers? Are they now respecting you now? They're not thinking you're the flavor of the month?
Well, I think some drivers always have that hang up, but I will tell you this, the respect level that the NASCAR drivers have is amazing. I've gotten a warm welcome. I really have. It would have been so easy for them guys to be jealous and just had turned their back on me, but every time I go to a race, I just can't believe how warm and receptive they are. And the fans as well. I can't believe how loyal the fans are in NASCAR racing. They're very loyal.
Well, and I noticed I went to your Facebook page, and you have from kids to adults to grandparents, you know, something like 10,000 fans there begging you to come ride with them.
Yeah.
Stories about how you've signed a child's cast and made their life, essentially.
Yeah.
And we were talking just before we started an interview. Family is very important to you. How do you how do you juggle everything that you have to do with your career, these kind of commitments like you're doing today, and then still balance the fact that your kids are on summer break?
Family is huge. My parents, like any good story here. I mean, they really sacrificed a lot to get where I was. I mean, we lived in a motorhome for 2 years, and my mom had to work the races just to, so they'd waive my sign-up fees when I was a young rider. And I think that's – and I was raised to do it right or don't do it at all. And so I'm – you know, they are a huge part of my success, especially my mother. I mean, she went to the track with me all the time and took my lap times and helped me. When we went to a riding school, she'd be the one that was listening. My dad surely helped on the mechanic side of right. things, but he normally let my mom do the talking. Only time he would speak up if he really felt that something wasn't right. But family is huge. I'm a big supporter of family. We every Tuesday night we have family dinner at my parents' house.
Great.
Yeah,
does that still happen?
Oh, it happens all the time. Every Tuesday night, absolutely. So we do that, and of course I have two children of my own, twins, a boy and a girl, and it's
fatherhood's great, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's fun. A lot of work. They test you. You know that they put you to the test. Three and a half year olds running around. There's a lot of negotiating going on.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah,
that's a good political.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So it's fun. Family. At the end of the day, that's all you got is family.
You know, you got started doing some super late model racing with Mark
yes.
Martin.
Mm-hmm.
What was Mark Martin like, and what did you learn from Mark?
Yeah, Mark was a great guy. He is. He was instrumental in my help at the beginning stages racing those super late models. He wanted me to put me in a car that had a lot of horsepower, very light, to teach me car control. And because eventually, you know, we want to be in the cup level, and those things have a lot of horsepower. So he was instrumental. I wish he could have spent more time with me, but he was busy. But I was thankful for the time that he did give me and all the support he gave me.
What would you say to the young kids starting out listening? Because, again, we have all age groups listening. To get into motocross or get into any kind of motor racing, why do it, and what's the best way to do it?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, if you're going to start it, you got to start it because you want to do it,
right.
and you want to have fun, not because your parents want you to do it. You know, and I see that case. It's really bad in motorcycle racing where the parents want to win worse than the kids do, and I just really don't like to see that. And we start doing things because we like to do it. And secondly, and most importantly, is if you're riding a motorcycle, you know, just do what you feel comfortable doing. Don't go out there and try to impress anyone, because, you know, accidents can happen. You can hurt yourself. You know, you don't have the protection around you like you do in a car. So, you know, in a race car. So that's the biggest thing. Just do what you feel comfortable doing and always give it 100%.
Talk about broken bones and injuries you've had.
Yeah, I've been pretty lucky. You know, through my whole career, I've only broken three bones that I know of.
Maybe that you know of.
that I know of. Smaller ones, you know, in your hands or fingers, I really don't count. But just the bigger ones, and then both of my ACLs fixed. But so 26 years of racing, that's pretty good.
That's better than me. I broke my neck and back in go-karts.
So I still race,
though, but, you know,
yeah.
Bigger cars.
Yeah. That's, you know, the go-kart deal's cool. We got a little track. I live in Tallahassee. There's a pretty cool go-kart track in Monticello, Florida, actually. They got a good track there, and I think it's great for young kids to drive go-karts. I'd love for my son to do that. Hopefully he'll want to do that.
But again, you're going to do that thing where you're going to let him decide.
Yeah, I'll give him an option. If he wants to do it, he's all for it. If he don't want to do it, then, hey, I'll support whatever he wants to do.
Well, I want to talk about Talladega. That's the reason why you're here, to promote it.
Yep.
Tell us about some of the new things. I see that this is kind of cool, the Gadskin section, Q through R's family section. No smoking or alcohol free. That's new this year,
yep.
Which I think is great. But it's 29th through the 31st. Again, the Amp Energy 500 weekend. You guys will be racing in the Mountain Dew 250, fueled by Fred's NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. What's it like to take a lap around Talladega? Because it's not the average monster.
No. Talladega is an amazing racetrack. Just, you know, it's really smooth. It's just fun. I wish every fan that comes there could take a lap on there. You know, I really do. And I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, it's on Halloween weekend. The fans there are just awesome. I think NASCAR has the best fans in the world, and the most loyal, I should say, also on top of that. So I can't wait to get there. It's just like I'm chomping at the bit, and we're going to go there. We're going to be ready. I think we're going to have a great truck there. I can't wait to see the fans there. They were awesome to me last year, and, I mean, the fans can expect some great racing, like always, and plenty of nightlife, and the kids will be able to have a great time, too.
Yeah, and the prices are lowered again.
Yes,
ticket prices
yes.
in the new seats range $60 in the Gadsden and Lincoln to $70 in Talladega and $75 for the rest.
Yeah, you cannot beat that. You know, with the noise, the sound, everything
smells,
you
everything.
See. Yeah, I mean, it's just the atmosphere is unbelievable. It really is, and. You know, sometimes when they're like, man, I love them racing, but it'd be cool just to be a fan to go there. Just so much fun.
Well, we're talking with Ricky Carmichael. One thing that you would like to do after NASCAR. I mean, think about it. You're at the truck level. Do you want to take it to the top leader?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm doing this, right. is to get to Sprint Cup level. That
Monster behind you probably all the way.
Yeah,
like
I hope
been.
So. I hope so. They're on the hook for a couple years, so that's
Sorry,
good.
Sorry, Robbie Gordon.
they've been awesome with me. I've been with Monster Energy for since 2005 when they first kind of started surfacing and picked them up in motocross. And I tell you what, the people behind the scenes there are great people. And they've supported me, got a great relationship with them, and I'd love for them to enjoy the ride, and they are the reason I am here in NASCAR today, obviously. And I just want to be able to return the favor to them, win some races, and eventually win some championships.
And I tell you what, Ricky Carmichael is one of the class guys. We were so thrilled to have him when he was able to come into the studio. That was just a little gift from me to you. I love some of the guests that we've had. Hang on, we're going to take a look back to 2011. You got some tragedy that happens in racing. You got some amazing moments, and probably one of the most unforgettable NASCAR prayers set to music. You're going to like this. Hang on. Well, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5 and a later podcast at usfdracing.org. We appreciate the United States Fire Department Racing being a part of this show and Hurricane Motorsports. So what a year it was. 2011, an amazing year on the track. So many forgettable moments from every level of racing. The year started out pretty amazing with a rookie, a young gun. He was taming the high banks of Daytona for his first cup win, and we have the story.
Trevor Bayne is being told to save fuel. They are on the edge with fuel. I've talked to Mike Smith, the gas man, who has been with the Wood Brothers for 21 years. He said he got all the fuel in the car, but it may not be enough to get Trevor Bayne to the checkered flag.
Tony Stewart's won the pole for the Indy 500. He's won the IRL championship, twice the Sprint Cup championship. He's won everything at Daytona.
47 with you. Still with you. Bottom of.
And coming through the middle, Kurt Busch. Now down to the inside. They'll face the white flag when they come around to decide the 53rd Daytona 500. Rookie Trevor Bayne in his second Sprint Cup start will lead them to the white flag with Bobby Labonte. Here comes Kurt Busch and Juan Montoya. Carl Edwards in fifth.
And we know Kurt Busch and Montoya is going to make a move. DW, when will they make it?
I don't think they're going to make it till turn four. I mean, we keep hearing about I'm a setting duck when I'm leading this thing. So I guess that makes the 21 a setting duck right now. But we'll see here. That 22 knows how to win from that position. That's where he won the Bud shootout from.
Edwards and Gilliland down to the inside trying to.
Where did that 34 come from?
Trying to spoil the party.
Oh,
and
my
they
gosh.
They spoiled the party for Kurt Busch and Montoya, and here they come through turn four.
Gilliland, former pole sitter of the 500. Edwards has room underneath. Now he pushes Trevor Bayne.
It's over.
Cinderella.
Trevor Bayne is going to win the Daytona 500.
Unbelievable.
Happy birthday, Trevor Bayne, 20 years old.
Are you kidding me? What?
There's Leonard, who with Glenn and Delano, they're the Wood Brothers. Oh, my goodness. First win in 10 years for what is now a part-time team out of Stuart, Virginia, and Concord, North Carolina. The Wood Brothers return to victory lane at Daytona with 20-year-old Trevor Bayne.
What an amazing story that was. It was a great way to start off racing in 2011, but we also saw our tragedy as we lost Dan Weldon in the IndyCar Series.
Not turn against you. Today they did, and they turned against Dan, and he's no longer here.
When the news broke to the drivers, the anguish could be seen vividly. That's Tony Kanaan, Marco Andretti, former teammates, and Dario Franchitti, don't ever say drivers don't have emotions. And then the tribute laps, five in all, with the number 77 at the top of the scoring pylon, and everyone from all the race teams lining pit lane. The drivers talked about their feelings, at the end of the five laps.
Well, we're all very sad. He was a friend of all of us. And he'll be missed. And I just feel for his family.
I'm angry, I'm sad, I'm so many things. I felt everything was wrong, and I don't know, just, you know, I'm gonna remember really good things from him at Indy, and, you know, he's my little brother from another mother, and I don't know, I can't believe it, that's all.
It was one of my best friends and one of my greatest teammates back in the day, and you know, we don't think about this, Rick. We don't. We race car drivers, we've got to block this possibility. And unfortunately, when it happens, it's really hard. So
days like today, you're like, is it worth it? No, absolutely not. But it's what we push each other, we push ourselves, we push our team to win these races and championships. And it's what drives us forward, man. It's what we love. And then you see that happening to Dan, and you just go, you know what? It doesn't matter
when it comes to that part. So again, with Dan Welding being gone, it was a sad moment, but there were also some humorous moments as well. And you might remember one of the most interesting prayers that you've ever heard. NASCAR's special prayer, and we even found it on song. How cool is this?
One of the most unusual pre-race prayers you will ever hear.
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for all your blessings. You said in all things give thanks. So we want to thank you tonight for these mighty machines that you've brought before us. Thank you for the Dodges and the Toyotas. Thank you for the Fords. And most of all, we thank you for Roush and Yates partnering to give us the power that we see before us tonight. Thank you for GM Performance Technology and the RO7 engines. Thank you for Sunoco Racing Fuel and Goodyear Tires to bring performance and power to the track.
You gotta love that, huh? That's a great way to end 2011. God bless you all. I've had a blast this year. We're gonna do it again. Thanks to my Hurricane Motorsports guys, working hard and ready for another year with four cars. I take it back, not driving this year, back into the booth at Mobile International Speedway. I promise you, I will give you a show from that tower. God bless you. Be safe. No drinking and driving tonight. Happy New Year, and we'll see you next year, 2012, with Full Throttle Racing with Kane.